there and provide the documentation to establish that they are eligible.
Yes, and one of the points I like to make so people understand that my focus here was fair. I mean, I not only showed that the Democrats and the mainstream media attacked hard John McCain first on his eligibility,
mm-hmm.
but I also point out the Republicans are going to have other issues, and so will the Democrats. You've got Marco Rubio coming up. His father
right.
was not naturalized until 1974, 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Got Bobby Jindal, the Republican governor of Louisiana, whose parents were not U.S. citizens when he was born. These are issues that are going to have to be looked at and vetted. I don't want them to slip through the cracks again,
mm-hmm.
like Barack Obama, I think, intentionally did, gaming the system.
Yeah.
An institution that's requiring people to present their birth credentials in order to be on the presidential ballot will help us solve this controversial type problem in the future.
Well, I appreciate the hard work that you have done. I think we all should value it, and I want to urge our listeners to get a copy of the book, Where is the Birth Certificate? It's a hardbound book, $26, but we're making it available to you for your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries. Friends, just call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, get it on our website, saveus.org, or write to us at $4 for postage and handling. Now, a statement directly from the book, no usurper of the office of the President of the United States can be tolerated if the Constitution is to have enduring authority. I agree. The issue is whether we will have a nation of laws or of men. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. A big thank you to Jerome Corsi and friends. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you and pray for this troubled nation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, Ron sells gold and silver. We actually have a great talk he gave about the bonds being the vigilantes of the stock market. If you've never seen it, it's well worthwhile getting. He gave it a few years ago, before so many things broke loose. But the basic fundamentals are still sound. And, of course, bonds really do reflect. Remember, the bond market's much bigger than the stock market. As big as the stock market is, the bond market is probably 6 to 8 times bigger than the stock market. And of course, the bond market's a key to what's going on. People who buy bonds expect to make a profit, and they are nearly due, except when you get into times like this, when, of course, the inflation rate is far higher than the payment in bonds. So when you buy bonds, you have certificates of guaranteed confiscation. In other words, you're guaranteed to lose money, and that's why William Gross of PIMCO, they've got $125 billion under that they're managing. They've sold all of their treasury bonds. In fact, they're shorting the treasury bonds because they think that they're going to fall in value as the interest rates rise. And there's so many uncertainties today as we look and see what's going on. Everything's being done to keep the American people fat, dumb, and happy until, of course, we get into the next terrible, terrible war that obviously is being planned, as our intelligence agencies or somebody affiliated with the invisible government is systematically toppling all the governments over there in the Near East, the Middle East. And certainly Mr. Gulen, who is working out of Pennsylvania. He's a 78 Turkish citizen. He's over there working with the CIA to destabilize all of the Middle East, the Turkestan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc., etc. All those countries bring them into the radical camp in preparation for the coming war. That's really the only way I can see that they're going to get us out of this mess. What do you think, Ron?
Well, I'm not sure that'll get us out of this mess. I think that'll get us into the mess. I think it's important for people to understand, as you started out, that the bond market is the foundation on which we built this whole house of cards. So if the U.S. government issues bonds to cover their deficits and no one steps up to the plate to buy them because they don't like the interest rates or they don't like what's happening in the U.S., then that would force the bond market to crater, and to keep that from happening, then the Fed has to step up to the plate and print money out of nothing to buy up the unwanted paper, because, see, if the bond market goes down, by definition, interest rates go higher. The last thing this weak economy could stand is interest rates spiking to 6, 7, 8, 10, 15, or even 21%, as it did back in 1980, as you'll recall. So the Fed has to step in and buy up the unwanted paper, creating the illusion that there is a demand for that paper. And, you know, the average down the street may not understand what's going on, but you better believe every central banker in the world, every big player around the globe knows exactly what's going on. So as they see the Fed running the printing press to buy up the unwanted paper, all they're really seeing is that that's going to destroy the value of the dollar.
And, of course, basically what's happening, the Fed is buying about 70% of our debt. That's like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. You can't do it. Well, of course, you can simply create the money out of nothing and do it. But then, of course, this is highly inflationary. And down the line, you destroy the value of our currency and you impoverish our people. We'll be right back in a moment. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, it's just smoke and mirrors that's holding this whole house of cards together. You know, a month or so ago, they stepped up and they ambushed the gold and silver market.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I always try to put things in real simple terms for my clients and people I've talked to. I said, if you want to try to put the silver shortage in perspective, every night when you go to bed, instead of counting sheep, what I want you to do is try to ponder in your mind and figure out a way to put Niagara Falls through a garden hose. That literally is the silver market. You see, $30 to $50 billion, Dr. Stan, would buy all the silver that could possibly come to the market. The problem with that is it's already spoken for, and I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sell mine. So on the other side of the equation, you have literally hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars in paper assets, whether it's coming out of Europe, Japan, the U.S., or in other words, everyone is trying to get out of soon-to-be-worthless paper assets and convert that to something tangible, real. Of course, gold and silver have always been the ultimate refuges. So try to picture in your mind trying to put $1 trillion through $10, $20, $30 billion worth of silver. It can't happen. So when you hear people talk about silver going to $100, $150, $200, $500, or even I've seen projections of $1,000 an ounce, if everything else remained the same, that's very possible, in fact probable, because the paper money is losing all value. The problem with projecting those types of prices is that probably well before you get there, the whole financial system will melt down, and we probably won't even be pricing things in the same dollar.
Well, now, basically, we've heard rumors about Mexico, Mexico's large silver producer. They're talking about having their peso backed, and silver it was, you know, of 50 years ago. Is there any truth to those rumors?
Well, you know, Hugo Salinas has been pushing for that for years. Well, I think for years, I don't know, several years. And who knows whether it'll ever transpire. But what it does reflect to me is the fact that, but just like in this country, you're seeing states come out and give legal tender status to silver and gold. So what it's telling me is the people are rising or trying to rise up against their corrupt government that have this bogus monetary system, and they're trying to restore some type of order in a failing system. Now, whether they can pull it off, I have my doubts at this point, but, you know, when the whole system starts to unravel, I guess anything could happen. It would sure be a step in the right direction, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. Well, there's a fascinating article up on the Internet. I tracked it down. It's a speech given just a year ago by Niall Ferguson. He's a professor of history, professor of business, and, back at Harvard University. He came into the Peterson Institute. Now, this is Trilateral Commission. Many of the people there were at Trilateral CFR. It was for the insiders, and they were just discussing what was going on. And I'll just run the whole background of the bond market and how, of course, this has happened. We've had real problems with the bond market before, but of course they've always been able to get out of it by one means or another, and of course there are three major means to do it. One is to massively cut spending and increase taxes. Two is to simply default, and this has happened a number of times, where countries have just said, sorry, sayonara, we're not going to pay our debts, and you're just going to have to eat them. You've lent us the money, you shouldn't have lent it, we're not going to pay it back, or we'll only pay you back 5 cents or 50 cents on the dollar. And third is simply to inflate it in a way, in other words, decrease the value of the currency so that the people will have, $1,000, but $1,000 will only buy what $500 would have bought before. And, of course, he says, as far as he's concerned, now he's talking a year ago, he says that the only way for Greece out, Greece can't print money, they can't print money because they're in the European Union. And unless, of course, the head of the European Central Bank will print money for them, which he's not going to do, they have only two alternatives. One is to massively cut spending and suddenly increase taxes. And the Greeks don't want to do that. The Greek people refuse to do that. So what they'll have to do is simply default on their indebtedness and simply just say, we're not going to pay it back. That'll mean they'll have to drop out of the European Union, but they shouldn't have gone to the European Union anyway. And that will certainly rock the very foundation of this globalist plan. But what about the United States, which he points out is just as bad off, exactly as bad off as Greece, but nobody's telling us that. But we have the ability to print money, and he thinks we're going to probably simply inflate our way out of this, and that is really what's going on today. Ben Bernanke's lying when he says there's no inflation. He knows there's 10% inflation now. He knows there's going to be 15% inflation by the end of this year. He knows that next year we'll probably have 20-25% inflation. This is how you steal from the people and you get them to make up for the lack of character and integrity on the part of our politicians. Politicians don't want to offend anybody, and of course when we destroy the value of the currency, they say that wasn't our fault, we didn't do that. And Ben Bernanke is going to say, well, I didn't know it was happening, I didn't know it was real inflation, and then of course he'll be replaced by somebody else. But what happens in the meantime is the people who spent their whole life working and saving for the retirement will lose half or two-thirds of the value of their savings. This is exactly, in my estimations, what's happening and is going to continue happening. What are your thoughts on that, Ron? Is that possible, that they would actually steal the life savings of most of our people and find some means? Of course, they're talking now about taking away the pensions, 401k, the IRAs, and investing those in government bonds so we can, though they're secure, I mean, so many people are speculating the stock market, losing money. We're from the government. We want to guarantee they'll get a good return. So we'll invest them in government bonds with a guaranteed loss of half of the value of their life savings. Could that really happen in America?
Well, I agree with everything they're saying. The only thing I would add to that is when you start running inflation and the figures you're talking about, which is exactly what they're doing, then you reach critical mass at some point. Remember, we're the world's reserve currency, which gave us the ability to borrow at will from the rest of the world since World War II. So basically the whole world is sitting there with dollar instruments in their savings account. They're all having trouble, so they're having to find ways to raise money to begin with. For example, Japan, the thought is they're going to start selling their treasury bonds, the U.S. Treasury bonds, to take up the slack of the problems they have over there. So at some point, this thing will reach critical mass, and you won't be talking 10, 15, or even 20% a year. You're going to be talking 200, 300, 500%, because at some point, the whole credibility of the paper dollar just goes down the tubes, and I think we're approaching that very, very quickly. And that's exactly what John Williams, the Chattel Staff, by the way, is saying. You know, he said since November the 3rd, when they announced QE2, that the Fed is having to monetize, in his figure, in excess of 100% of our debt. Well, what I would say to that is, you know, the average guy on the street probably ain't got a clue as to what's happening. But again, every central banker in the world knows it. Every big player around the globe knows it. So is that increasing or destroying their confidence in the dollar? So what I think has been a slow and gradual exodus from the dollar is people around the world would take two steps forward and one step back, trying to get as many of their dollars out of dollars into gold or silver or anything without creating a stampede or a panic. Now I think what's happening is people are starting to realize I better get what I can while I can. So I think the whole process is going to step up very rapidly over the next 2-3 years. And John Williams says he's stepped up his projection for hyperinflation from 2014 to any time from 2012 on. So things are starting to happen at a much, much faster pace.
And, Chris, for those of you who don't know John Williams, he's an economist. His website is shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. And I find that so many of the people that I rely upon, people like Bob Chapman and certainly other people who are involved with evaluation of what's going on economically, basically read him on a regular basis. And certainly Paul Craig Roberts quotes him, Joel Skousen quotes John Williams. So he is certainly recognized by people in the know that you can depend upon what he's saying. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You are witnessing the demise of the American financial system, and with it, the demise of the savings, the life savings of most of the people out there, and the average individual, unless they listen to a program like this, or certainly to read Gerald Celletti, or listen to Bob Chapman on one of the other networks, or certainly Don McAvady's got a lot of good information out there. I mean, there's some of the newspaper writers, some of the things on the internet will tell you the same thing. But the average individual doesn't understand that they're intentionally destroying the value of our currency. Now, the smart money has moved into gold. The smart money has gotten out of the dollar. The smart money is going into commodities. Jim Rogers certainly will give you that information. And you want to read and see what the smart people are doing. What is John Paulson doing? John Paulson, of course, made, I think, $4 or $5 billion. He shorted the housing market, back in 2007, 2008. He is putting his money into gold and silver. William Gross, who heads PIMCO, they are actually taking their money out of bonds, and they're actually shorting Treasury bonds. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Watch what the smart people are doing and follow along. Well, Ron, have you seen any pickup as far as your business is concerned? I mean, because one of these days you're going to be so busy you won't even have time to talk to me in the evenings.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That's in last year, 2010. And they were just talking about how the attitude of the American people has changed. 30 years ago, the Americans were frugal. They wanted to save. They wanted, of course, to be financially responsible. They didn't want to be speculating. You need a large saving base to, of course, to build up the economy. Then you have that money there that can be borrowed by corporations and invested, and you have a growing economy. But starting about 40 years ago, why, that all changed, and the American people wanted to get into various speculations themselves and buying a lot of real estate, buying excessive amounts of real estate, turning it over, making money. And of course, this is all a direct result of the fact that we went off the gold standard. And when, of course, they begin flooding the world with money, why, then you want, of course, you go right along with the flow. You want to go ahead and speculate, because you can make a great deal of money as they flood the world with money. Then, of course, if you're smart, you will take that worthless paper money and buy gold and silver, because sooner or later, why, the whole system is going to collapse. And that is what we are witnessing today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Noel Ferguson, Nial, N-I-A-L-L, Peterson, who is, of course, a professor of history and a professor of business back at Harvard University, basically said he thinks we're simply going to solve our problem by inflating it away, and that we can cut off half of our debt simply by stealing it from the people. That's what inflation is, and this is where we're going, and nobody disagreed. This is the only other thing we could do would be to simply massively cut our spending and massively increase taxes. Are the Democrats going to do that? Are the Republicans going to do that? The politicians don't have the courage to come out. Certainly, Ron Paul, his son Rand Paul, are saying what needs to be said. And there are a handful of people back there who want to do what's right. But the leadership of both the Republican and Democrat Party want to go right along with the way things are going, with the hope that, well, maybe they can kick the can down the block, for another 3, 4, 5 years. They can get out with their fat pensions, because they don't get the same pensions you and I. They wouldn't put themselves on Social Security. They have their own pension system tied to inflation. They will have their own health care system, and it'll be far better than you have. They're not subject to the same laws that we are, and they're going to make out very, very well. I think that they are traitors to our country. They've sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, protect it from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the greatest enemies to the survival of our United States. Many of them are members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. They voted to undo our Constitution. They voted for unconstitutional laws, which they know are unconstitutional. They haven't even spoken out against torture. When was the last time you heard a congressman get up and condemn torturing innocent and helpless people who may not have any information to give? And, of course, nobody wants to do it. And certainly nobody has the courage to ask what really happened on September 11, 2001. Because I think the murderers, the people who murdered almost 3,000 Americans are loose. They've never been called before the bar of justice. And nobody in Congress has the courage to call for an independent congressional investigation. I think we should demand that. And we should say, if you won't demand that we have an independent investigation, well, we can find out what really happened. How could you possibly trust the Bush administration to investigate the Bush administration? And remember, President Bush refused to even testify without having Dick Cheney there. Why was he afraid to actually be questioned under oath? Oh, we couldn't put him under oath. That would infer that he might not tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, President Bush lied about so many things, and he certainly lied, about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
I'd get it from fall from almost $50 an ounce down to $32 an ounce. That's a dramatic drop, almost.
4 days.
Right. But basically, before we go on, Ron, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, and certainly I've dealt with Ron personally, and I can attest to the fact I think he's an honest man, and we would not have him on this program if we didn't believe that with all of our hearts. Anyway, Ron, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get information from you, and I know you send out regular alerts. I got one just those last 2 weeks. But go ahead. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to?
My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And anyone, especially if you're new to the market and trying to figure out how to protect yourself, give me a call. I love to spend time just trying to educate people to let them know what's coming on. Then I can put them on my email list that send them out some newsletters I've written in the past, and just try to help educate them and show them how to protect themselves from where we're heading. Because, you know, Dr. Stan, it's really not about making money. If we don't save this constitutional republic and the rule of law that protects our inalienable rights, then nothing we can do from a monetary economic standpoint is going to protect us. If we lose our republic, we have no rights under. You know, if you don't have the rule of law, then you have the rule of man, and that's tyranny. So we've got to wake up to where the leaders are taking our country, and we've got to stop them in their tracks and take their country back.
And they are, in the name of the war on drugs, actually militarizing the police. They're violating the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and all of the Bill of Rights, all in the name of fighting drugs or fighting terrorism or fighting Osama bin Laden, or doesn't matter, you know, we got to have the militarized police with their bulletproof vests and their automatic weapons, certainly attacking people's homes, breaking down doors, all in the name of protecting us from the threat of drugs. Oh my goodness, the war on drugs, and yet we have a war on drugs, and as a result of that, we have more drug use. We have a war on poverty, and what happened? More poverty. We have a war on cancer, and what happens? We got far more cancer today than we had back in 1970-71 when we declared war on cancer. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a scam. We're not fighting cancer, we're promoting it. We're not fighting drugs, we're promoting it. We're not fighting poverty, we're increasing poverty. And until the American people get the government out of these things, it has no right to be involved in any of them. But now no man's life or property is safe. When we militarize our police and we allow them to break into homes in the name of protecting people from their folly, which is the use of drugs. I'm all against drugs, but of course this is being used to justify a police state. And if you can't keep drugs out of our prisons, how could you possibly, in good conscience, believe that we could actually get them out of our society? Some people are self-destructive. We want to help them, but you do not do that by criminalizing drugs or allowing them to establish the same sort of controls in society as we have in our prisons. And it doesn't work in our prisons. Why would we think that would happen in the general society? Well, Ron was going to explain to us, and it's very important to understand how the commodity markets work, because I know I've been there, I've lost my share, and I've spent the sleepless nights that go with playing in the commodity market, trying to get rich fast. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a great way to make a small fortune out of a large one. Do not do it. do not think you can work the system, that you can play options or commodities or any of these things, because they will come after you, and believe me, they will get your last dollar. So explain to our listeners how they manipulated the market. It was all done intentionally and purposely and maliciously, and the way this system works is they win, we lose. Go ahead.
And the key to understand it is those trader mentalities who trade on high leverage. In other words, like let me give you just, let's go through an example. Let's say a few months back, silver was trading at $20 an ounce. And let's say that all the listeners out there, pretend for a moment that you're one of the speculators, and you're trading your charts, and you follow your chart patterns, and you know that if silver breaks through 20, it's going to go into a major rise, so you step in at $20 silver and buy a futures contract. Now, a futures contract is 5,000 ounces, so 5,000 ounces at $20 an ounce would be $100,000 worth of silver, right? In order to trade that contract, though, you only had to put up maybe, let's say, $10,000, so you're leveraged 10 to 1. Now, when you're leveraged that high, when the price goes your direction, you're making money at a much faster pace. So let's say you bought that 5,000-ounce contract at $20, and you were right on, and the silver took off and went to $25. Well, you made $5 an ounce on a $5,000 contract. That's $25,000 of profit, and you only had a $10,000 investment. So you're feeling pretty sharp now, aren't you? And then it goes on to 30, then to 35, then to 40, then to 45. So you're making a fortune on your contract. In fact, what you've probably done is you've used that profit to increase your position. So instead of having one contract, maybe you have two contracts, three contracts, or even five contracts. And you're just giddy because you now know that you're the smartest man in captivity, right? You've been so brilliant. Now, at some point, though, you start saying, you know, if $45 silver or $50 silver, if there's a chance that this rally could top out, but I want to keep riding my profits as long as I can, but I do want to protect my profits. So what I want to do is call my broker and then say, put in a stop loss, a trailing stop. As long as the price is going up, I want you to follow it, but if it ever starts back down, you put in a stop loss and sell me out at the market. Well, do you think Morgan Chase and HSBC and these big bankers, by the way, in the futures market, it's like a zero-sum game. For every buyer, there had to be someone on the other side of that contract betting it's going to go down. So on the short side is the HSBCs and the Morgan Chases of the world, who I'm going to guess right now are a naked short in the tune of hundreds of millions of ounces, maybe even 500 million ounces of silver. So as silver went up, they're losing dramatically on their contracts. And they want to find the time to blast the market. And my point would be, do you think Morgan Chase and HSBC, who are the very brokers who run those contracts, know exactly how many stop-loss orders are in the market at any time? In other words, Dr. Stan, they know when the market is vulnerable. So what did they do? They raised the margin requirement 5 times in a two-week period. So instead of having to have $10,000, let's say, to trade that contract, now you all of a sudden you have to have $20,000 to $21,000. So the staying power of the speculators has been hindered dramatically. Then they bring out a George Soros type to say, oh, the bubble is, you know, the silver market's a bubble. So they spread the fear, and at that point, all Morgan Chase and these big players have to do is start selling and selling and selling, until they force the price down a little bit to start triggering those stop-loss orders, which creates more selling, which then creates margin calls. And when the margins aren't met, they have to sell them out, and you just create a panic to the downside, and the whole market just flushes down.
And it's all mediated by greed and then by fear. And basically, they increased the margin requirements, as I remember, 5 times in 4 days, something like that. And you know, it went from about $4 a contract up to 20,000 $4,000 a contract, $20,000 a contract, $21,000 a contract. And if you're simply, heavily invested, you got all your money in there, and you get the first margin call, you might even foolishly respond to that, and then the second one, the third one, the fourth one. But eventually, of course, you can't meet your margin calls. They sell you out. You lose everything. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is a game you do not, and let me say that again, you do not want to be in. Take it for somebody who's been there, who spent the sleepless nights, and who realizes how fraudulent the system is, it's designed. Oh, they win, we lose. And you've got no business in that. Take a position, buy it outright, sit tight on it, and don't ever put yourself into a position where you can't sleep at night because of worry. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You are living at one of the most dangerous times in the history of our nation. And if you have a question about what's going on financially, this is the time to call. They're in the process of destroying the value of our currency, and this is the path to impoverishing our people. Our telephone, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Ron Brown, who is on the front. Ron's been in the market, since 1979?
Yeah, January 79 is when I got in the business.
Okay, fine. Well, he's been at it, and he's got a great reputation. Let's go to Philip, who's calling us from New York. Hi, Philip. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question. It's about actually the only candidate running for president who actually supports the sound currency and the constitutional government. He's having a money bomb on June 5th.
Now, who is
it? I want to know how you feel about Ron Paul.
Ron, how do you feel about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul, I think he's the only candidate on the Republican side that is talking the truth. I don't know that he has any chance, but if he could at least force the debate to address the real issues. Without him in the debate, we're just going to see more politicking.
And basically, he's the one not only talks about what's happening financially, he talks about the Federal Reserve System, and then he talks about the wars. He says, we need to get our troops out of Afghanistan, we need to get our troops out of certainly Iraq, and we certainly don't want to expand the war into Pakistan, as the establishment is planning on doing. And, of course, all the rest of them, oh, my goodness, we got to have our troops over there to protect America. After all, basically, we're involved in a war on terror, and we've got to fight the terrorists in their own land. Ladies and gentlemen, we've invaded these countries. We've killed their wives and children. We've probably killed between 500,000 and 1,000,000 people over there. And we've done everything we could to antagonize the Muslim world. And my fear is we're lining up a war against the Muslim world. Ron Paul, I think, is a great patriot. We've known him for 40 years. I certainly watched his progress. I've met him personally. He probably doesn't know who I am from Adam. We have interviewed him on a number of occasions. He's one of the few honest people we have, and both he and his son, we should be very, very thankful for him. His son is doing a great job as well. So, Philip, you're absolutely right. And do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, on June 5th, he's having a money bomb. You go to ronpaul2012.com and learn more about that. And as I said, he's the only one that actually supports constitutional government, sound money, and in the police state, and things of that nature, actually going back to what his country was founded on. So I thank you for the time.
Okay, one more time, tell people how they can get to the website.
RonPaul2012.com. Restore America Now. The June 5th money bomb is one way you can help out. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you very much, Philip. And certainly, if you're out there, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But have you noticed how none of the political candidates want to come out against torture? None of the political candidates want to come out and say we ought to pull our troops out of Afghanistan and out of Iraq. And Why won't they take that? Well, because after all, it was George Bush who started this, and we got to back George Bush because he was a Republican. And there's not one of them who will say, we need an independent investigation of what happened on September 11, 2001. Why won't they do it? Well, my goodness, you'd be attacked by the media if you did it. We need people who have the courage not to be afraid to be attacked by the media. They've got to have more fear of God than they have of the media mongrels. So basically, we need an independent investigation because I don't think there is a war on terror. I think it's as phony as a $3 bill. And certainly we need an investigation of the Federal Reserve System. We need, of course, to have a sound monetary system, and I think we just ought to do away with the Federal Reserve. And we need to get back to a solid currency that they cannot continue to inflate. Otherwise, the vast majority of our citizens will end up impoverished and will end up simply as indebted servitude in a country that our founding fathers fought to claim for us. Ron, what are your thoughts? And again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
I first met Ron Paul back in late 1980 when the Conservative Caucus, I went with a group from Albuquerque up to Washington, D.C., and the Conservative Caucus had all the conservative representatives and senators, you know, Jesse Helms, McDonald, there we go. But Ron Paul got up when he spoke, and he said, you know, folks, if we could just take all the tax money that the federal government raises from the states, and if we would just go out and have a big bonfire with that tax money, we would be doing the American people a favor, because what they do is tax you and use the money to take away all your rights and your, you know, in other words, they use the tax money to go after the people. So Ron Paul's been my hero for a long, long time. I used to talk to him every now and then. I remember back when gold was trading around $300, he said, Ron, one of these days you're going to walk into your office on a Monday morning and gold is going to be $500 an ounce higher than it was on the previous Friday.
Well, I can see it coming. We got Leslie calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. Have a question or comment?
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
When they buy these contracts of silver, does the silver really exist, or are they just...
It may not exist at all. It may all be simply paper contracts. They call that naked shorting. In other words, you buy a contract from some guy who may not even have it. He's naked. He doesn't have it. And boy, if the price goes up, he doesn't have it. He's in real trouble.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how it can affect the price if the actual silver doesn't really ever exist.
All right, Ron, I want to explain that to Leslie.
Hold on.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Ron, explain how this can affect the price when, of course, you buy non-existent silver.
It's a very, very good question. In fact, it's...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Fiat money system works, and then it'll get them into silver and gold and show them why to never, ever buy paper gold or silver. It basically, what they're doing is they're making fiat gold and silver by selling paper, silver, or gold. It's stupid. You got to own it, and it doesn't matter what you pay for it. It's insurance. You need to own it, and because you got to remember, these fiat dollars, like you said, it's all smoke and mirrors. They just need to buy it. Because
okay,
of insurance.
Fine.
When everything falls apart, you still have something.
All right, fine. Now, we do carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, here, although we don't carry The Money Masters. We carry a video put out by the same author. It's called The Secret of Oz. That's The Secret of Oz. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Doug, you're right on. God bless. Thanks for calling. And I want to thank Ron Brown for being with us. Parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, just in finishing up the lady's question, what I think is about to happen, these big players around the globe are going to keep squeezing the Morgan Chases of the world. Ultimately, they will force them to default on those contracts. When they default, that will destroy the credibility of the COMEX and the London Metal Exchange, because it was the exchange's responsibility to do what makes sure both parties could honor their bets. And when they allow them to default, it will become obvious to most people that the exchanges were simply in cahoots with the bankers to manipulate the price of gold and silver.
And we're on the crust, on the very edge of an abyss. And when we start falling into that, believe me, I don't know where it's going to end. God bless you, Ron. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Very good, sir.
Hey, thanks so much. And this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. Yes, Ron Brown does help us. But, of course, we are primarily dependent upon those of you in the listening audience who believe, as I do, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out of financial, political, ideological, cultural, educational battlefield. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, and I just learned that our Utah station that we just picked up now, we're playing us 2 hours a day on two stations. Now they're playing us 4 hours a day on two stations, so we're getting a tremendous exposure there in Utah. And this is what we need on more and more stations in the smaller states, because each one of them has two senators. And basically, when people hear the truth, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're going to start looking for answers, and our hope is that there will be enough Americans who care about freedom and preserving this nation that we're going to have an impact. And hopefully then, of course, turn our many of the people who listen to our programs towards the Lord, so they'll have a personal relationship with our Lord. Because if we don't have a revival in America, if people don't turn back to God, remember, as has been said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And, of course, has been also been said, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. The tyrants are there. They make up the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read the Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get the Brotherhood of Darkness. Pardon me, you need to get my book, the Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. You get the book, the DVD, or get the book, the DVD, and the audio tape, and listen to it and understand what this is about. Then, of course, we do carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry the DVD, The Secret of Oz. That's The Secret of Oz. We have so many other things. We've got a great new four-tape set on the supernatural phenomenon in Israel between 1985 and 1995, The Return of the Giants. It's a four-CD set. We've got the great two new great sets on the Illuminati. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then please pray for Radio Liberty and pray for revival in America. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, basically, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Arlene Kula, and the president of the California branch of the Eagle Forum, a good close personal friend. She's written a couple of excellent books. One of them's by... Stealth and Deception is the story of Agenda 21. She's written a great new book on the smart meters, and it's the best thing we have out there at the present time. Basically, if you've been following the news, you find out that Germany has declared they're going to do away with nuclear power in Germany, I think by about 10 years from now. Why, they're not going to have any nuclear power. They're going to close down their 17 nuclear power, and they're going to get their power from wind and from solar and from green resources. What they're really announcing is they're going to destroy the economy of Germany. But you see, that is part of the plan. They want us to do away with utilization of electricity. The smart meters are not about, of course, Sydney, the more accurate measurement of our electric use. It's driving up the cost of electricity so we won't be able to use as much electricity, so they can drive industries that use electricity out of this country into other countries like China, where, of course, they're going to have lots of electricity because they're putting in their nuclear power plants. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the industrial foundation of the Western world. They know exactly what they're doing. They're transferring the wealth of the world to China and to India. And, of course, they want to impoverish the American people. Not only do they want to eliminate the vast majority of the population, the Agenda 21, the Agenda for the 21st century is the most inclusive plan you will ever find out about, and certainly one of the experts on that is our guest this evening, and I just might comment, she's putting a conference on. It's going to be, certainly, in June. What are the dates there?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on your program. It's going to be June 17th through the 18th in Sacramento at the DoubleTree Hotel, and the whole theme of it is exposing the many tentacles of Agenda 21. We decided we just have to hit this full steam ahead with some outstanding speakers and try to wake Californians up, as well as anyone else from other states who would like to come, because Agenda 21 is taking over our state like you can't believe. And they're trying to push this through so quickly because next year is their 20th anniversary of Agenda 21, and they want to have things in full gear, ready to launch so many of their new programs, and they're well underway. It's just incredible how much progress they have made.
All right, now, if people were interested in going to the conference, how would they do it?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com, or they could just call our secretary, our treasurer, who is taking all the reservations. Her name is Mary, and her phone number is 707-544-9662.
All right, and it's one more time, the telephone number.
707-544-9662.
And we'll get that out again, but believe me, I've seen the lineup of speakers, some of the finest speakers in the country. I'm really flattered that Orlean invited me to come, and certainly Tom McClintock is going to be there, William Jasper is going to be there, and certainly a good friend, Pat Wood. So many people you hear on Radio Liberty, they're going to be at the conference, and you should be too. Well, Orlean, you pick up the story because, you know, the whole story of Agenda 21 is almost beyond belief. Go ahead.
It really is. I first heard about it from Michael Kaufman, who came and spoke at one of our conferences probably about 12 years ago, maybe even before that time. And I thought, oh, this is so far-fetched. Could not possibly be. Someone actually wants to bring the United States to pre-Columbian time, where 50% of our nation will be back at the time before Columbus discovered America. You think, oh, that's incredible. That could never happen. Well, lo and behold, it is happening. They are closing down roads. They're closing down parks. They're closing down. They want these little buffer zones where there is no human activity whatsoever. And up in Siskiyou County, they are trying to destroy 3 dams, supposedly to save the endangered coho salmon, which is not endangered at all. At this time of year, because of the cold weather, the salmon have just gone in different directions. And actually, I think it's just the opposite. There was a warm current coming in, and they wanted colder weather, so they went up to Alaska. They can migrate wherever they would like to go. They always have throughout history of time. But suddenly, we have them listed as endangered, and so we have to destroy dams to make it easier for them to come down the river.
Oh, I think it's important that people understand. Is that the Klamath River that they're going to be?
Yes.
And basically, there's a massive valley there. I mean, people have been there since the end of the Second World War. A great agricultural area, and all of the people there are dependent upon the water, the irrigation water from the dams. And this whole area is going to be wiped out. The people are going to lose the value of their farm areas, and certainly it's going to have a dramatic effect on farming here in California. Some of it's in Oregon, most of it's in Northern California. And these people, they're simply going to be impoverished. There is absolutely no reason for tearing out those dams. It's part of a program that's laid out by Earth First, headed by David Foreman. If you read David Foreman, you go to his website, and he talks about the necessity of getting the population of the world down to 100 million. That means you're going to have to kill off about 98% of the people in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, he talks about tearing out the dams. He talks about releasing the wolves and the bears into the populated areas, the cougars. And these things are underway today. This is not fictional. This is very, very real. But if you don't believe me, go to the Earth First website and read what he has to say.
You can also go to the Wildlands Project.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Orlene Kula. We're talking about the plans Earth First. Earth First is an environmental movement headed by a man named David Foreman, who's openly said he wants to get the world population down to 100 million because he believes man is a scourge on the earth. And the biggest problem in the world is humanity itself. So he wants to kill off all but 100 million. Now, this is not imaginary. He's deadly serious. He talks about they want to start tearing down dams, and they're doing it all across the country. In fact, a beautiful example is up on the Klamath River. They're going to tear down 3 or 4 dams, or going to start doing that. And, of course, it's going to destroy, of course, the agriculture in that area. And, of course, there's certainly no evidence it's going to benefit the fishing anything at all. It's just going to destroy agriculture, and hundreds of people are going to lose the value of their farms in that area. And of course, we're seeing the difficulty of getting farmland all across America. Part of it's flooded. It's either flooded or drought. And we're going to have food shortages all across this country, all across the world. But you see, that's part of the population control agenda. David Foreman says we ought to be releasing wolves and bears and cougars into populated areas. And they're doing that all across America. He says that, of course, we have to eliminate the population. Ladies and gentlemen, the white population, nobody will tell you the white population of America is falling below reproductive replacement levels. It's down to 1.67 children per family. It takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce the population. The white population of America is dying off, certainly over in Europe. In some of the countries, it's 1.4 children per family. In some of the countries like Italy, it's 1.2 children per family, 1.2 children per family in Russia. They're simply dying off. In 50 years, most of the population will be gone. It's national suicide. And you're not getting this because they control the media and they tell you, oh, the population explosion, too many people in the world. Listen to what David Foreman says. You can get it, find out that it's true. And, of course, Sydney Orlene Kula is on the front lines trying to expose what's going on, putting on a great conference. It's going to be on the 17th and 18th of June. You certainly want to be there. It's a Friday evening. And then on a Saturday, great line of speakers. Who is going to be at your conference, Orlene?
Well, along with you, Dr. Stan, and we're so thrilled that you're coming, and you are going to be the one that's exposing this whole agenda to destroy populations. That's Dr. Stan's subject is Agenda 21 and Population Control. Friday evening, Phyllis Schlafly, the national president and the founder of Eagle Form, will be there. She has written an amazing new book called The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Can't Say. And when you find out, part of Agenda 21 is to destroy the American family, the traditional family, to destroy traditional morals and values that Americans have, and that's why they have promoted feminism from the onset. And she will be talking about that. Then Saturday morning she's going to be talking about how Agenda 21 seeks to impose social justice in place of equal justice. As Dr. Stan knows, Agenda 21 has 3 E's. They stand for economy, equity, and ecology, or environment. Well, the equity part of this is not equal justice, it's social justice. It's really Marxism. And Phyllis will talk about that there. The other main speaker Friday night is Sheriff Richard Mack. And for those of you who don't know about him, he is the amazing, courageous sheriff in Arizona who stopped the anti-Second American Brady Bill, the Second Amendment Brady Bill. He was the one, he found out that the Brady Bill would have demanded that all sheriffs have to essentially have a registry of anyone who buys a gun. They would have to inspect these people and certify them, and he thought that is ridiculous. So he took this all the way to the Supreme Court and got the Brady Bill ruled unconstitutional. And he's going to be talking about understanding the role of the local sheriff in protecting our rights and fighting Agenda 21. And I just recently found out that there's a movement to make sheriffs no longer local. In Salt Lake City, they have it so that the sheriffs have been taken over, and they're part of a public-private partnership, a PPP. Have you heard of that, Dr. Stan?
No, I haven't, but of course, the one thing that the people who had established the dictatorship don't want, they do not want local control of law enforcement. They want to militarize our police and bring them under federal control by one means or another. The last thing they want is for us to be able to enforce our own laws. They want to be able to control everything from Washington, D.C., just exactly as has been planned for a long period of time. In fact, Thomas Jefferson once said, you know, how he really feared for America, because he could see the process already underway even when he was the president, by which one day all power would be centralized in Washington, D.C., and we would have a government as venal and as wicked as the one we had just separated from. And, of course, he attributed that to the decisions that would eventually be made by a corrupt Supreme Court. And when we're seeing what's going on today, we realize these things are really going on today. In fact, as the Supreme Court has held that, you certainly, if you object to the police breaking into your home unlawfully without a warrant, why, of course, you have no right to object to that. You can always take it to court if they haven't killed you. You can always take it to court and say, they didn't have a right to break into my house. Not already dead. These are decisions made by the so-called conservative members of our Supreme Court. In fact, the only people who object to it are radical liberals like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And after all, anything she's in favor of, we should be against, or maybe we ought to listen to her. Maybe she's further to the truth than many of the so-called conservative members of our Supreme Court appointed by the Republicans. So go right ahead, Arlene. Our telephone number, incidentally, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But when, of course, we allow the Supreme Court, little by little, to erode the various provisions of the Bill of Rights, then no man's life or property is safe.
That's really the truth, and that's why we so appreciate a sheriff like Richard Mack, who truly understands what the role of the local sheriff is supposed to be, and it is to keep local laws in place and to protect the citizens of his county. And he's going to try to let people understand that. Then the next day, as you mentioned, Bill Jasper, he's the senior editor of the New American Magazine, and he's going to be speaking of the overall history and objectives of Agenda 21. He wrote an excellent article about it in, I think it was the February issue of the New American. And after Phyllis Schlafly speaks that morning about social justice, Patrick Wood will be talking about how Agenda 21 seeks to implement Big Brother's technocracy control through smart meters, smart grids, and smart growth. Patrick discovered a book that was written back in 1932 during FDR's time that essentially, and it was called Technocracy, and it essentially said that they knew back then that we didn't have technology advanced enough to put into place all that they wanted, but someday they would have it, where we could have 24-hour surveillance of our homes. And that is exactly what the smart meter does. And once it's in place and connected to the smart grid, it will be amazing how much information people, these insiders, will know what is going on in every American home. So we've been really fighting the smart meter. That's why I wrote my book about it, and I include the article in it that Patrick Wood wrote. So we're especially delighted that he's coming. And then, of course, we have you following him, talking about population control. Our luncheon speaker is Congressman Tom McClintock, who is an expert on how AB 32 works in California and how it's fulfilling the objectives of Agenda 21, controlling and limiting our use of energy and all the other resources, and what that is doing to our nation, or to our state. We've had more than 1 million jobs leave the state since AB 32 was put into law. So he will tell us more about that. Then I will follow him. I've had my own personal battle fighting for our property rights in Sonoma County. We live on rural land, my husband and I, on 8 acres, and anyone that had a creek running through your property was going to have a 100-foot setback on both sides. This is part of the general plan, 2020. And so I really learned a lot fighting this battle. It was not only that, they were going to monitor, meter, and eventually tax all of the wells. We got that part stopped, but the other part went through. We fought it for 3 years, but it was voted in secretly before any of us, or actually after they had postponed it several months, and nobody was coming to the Board of Supervisory meetings anymore, so it was just passed on the consent calendar. The lucky thing is we didn't have enough money in California to implement it, but once they do have the money, we'll see how they're going to be clamping down on our rural rights.
Well, I think the only hope of salvation at this time, until the American people get up in arms, is going to be the fact that they're going bankrupt, and let's pray that it'll happen as soon as possible. They will not have the money to implement their dictatorship. There really are people who want to regulate every aspect of our lives. They already have their, of course, their cameras in place. Everybody has a number of one sort or another, Social Security number, a driver's license number. Your visa number, they're able to monitor everything you do, every purchase you make with a visa card, with a grocery card. There are permanent records of all of that. They're collecting dossiers on all of our citizens. So do we have Project Echelon, which was they listen to and permanently record every one of your telephone calls, every one of your emails or faxes. That's Project Echelon, Echelon. And, of course, they have the fusion centers where they correlate your dossiers so they can watch you.
It is amazing. Well, that's all part of the plan. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Thank you.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I'm just going to be up there in the evening, and then I'm going to be speaking on the 18th, that's Saturday, and they got a great lineup of speakers. I'm very impressed by it, and I'm flattered that Orlean would ask me to be there.
Well,
go right ahead.
We really love you, Dr. Stan. As you know, we've had you probably come to about five of our conferences.
I know you have, and I'm flattered that you asked me. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. The whole idea is to destroy the structure of our society, to force people off their land, take away their private property rights, get them into sustainable communities, those who are allowed to live. But they're already in the process of killing off the population. They have already killed billions of people throughout the world. This is a worldwide program. They've killed millions and millions and millions of helpless children in America today. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our medication. They're poisoning our air. Nobody wants to talk about this. They talk about abortion, and abortion's terrible. They talk about sterilization and euthanasia. These are terrible. But they're simply the tip of a dangerous iceberg that is about to destroy our ship of state, just as the iceberg just sunk the Titanic. So the population control agenda, or what I'm going to title my talk, the covert population control agenda, which nobody will talk about. And, of course, you'll be fascinated when you hear this. And, of course, we're going to be giving this at my conference in October. You'll get the beginning part of it here. And it's actually, the talk is certainly going to be, my talk is going to be an hour and a half. But I'm only going to have, 45 minutes there at your conference?
Actually, it looks like it's more like a half an hour.
More like a half an hour. Well, at least we'll get started there, and we'll give you a taste of what this is really all about. But it's important, all of the speakers there, and I'm just flattered I'm going to be there at all. But you need to understand what's going on, and we will introduce you to the most incredible story in the world. So basically, of course, you want to come to this conference. I would mention there is going to be a conference, conspiracy conference, this weekend over in Santa Clara at the Marriott Hotel. I will have a booth. I'm not speaking, but it'll be interesting. But certainly there'll be people there from the left, and some of the people are really pretty far out. On the other hand, there are going to be some excellent speakers, and we go every year because we want there to be a Christian voice at the conspiracy conference. And there are an awful lot of Christians who come to that conference, and you want to hear what many people on the other side are saying, because they're very blatant about what they're doing and about the people who energize this movement from the other side. They understand exactly what it's about. You'll learn so much by listening to what they have to say. They're not bashful about it. They have an agenda. It's being implemented today. But, of course, many times they'll be very open at a meeting like this about the spiritual forces that energize this movement for the destruction of Western civilization. Not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen, but very real. Well, if you have a question for Orlean, have a question about Agenda 21, because it's multifaceted. It involves destroying the industrial base of our nation, It involves destroying our farming and our ranching. It involves turning the wolves and the mountain lions and bears loose in populated areas so they can wreak havoc on our population. It involves taking large segments of our country and putting them into wilderness areas where nobody but the elite will be allowed to enter. It involves letting our forests burn, because of course that's nature's way of cleansing them, and actually of course then using those fires to burn down the homes of people living outside. They want to get you into sustainable communities where they can watch you from early morning until late evening. They want to get you out of your car. They want to force you onto mass transportation. That's why we're going to spend $200 billion that we don't have here in California putting in a train. In fact, they've already started it, putting, I think, about $6 to $8 million to run a bullet train from Borden to Cochrane here in California. From Borden to Cochrane. And people say, where's Borden? Where's Cochrane? Nobody's ever heard of him. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ask stupid questions. They want to solve our problem. That's why we're putting in mass transit, this bullet train from Borden to Cochrane here in California. Billions of dollars expended for something of no earthly use. Arlene, didn't you actually get a fair amount of support from a lot of people up there when they began to understand what was happening with Agenda 21 and certainly some of the things that were going to happen as far as the water was concerned? Is there a growing awareness up there in Santa Rosa and Sonoma about some of these things taking place?
Yes, we did. We really woke up a lot of ranchers and farmers. I started a group called the Sonoma County Land Rights Coalition to fight what was happening, and my very first meeting to organize this group, I had ordered lots of little brochures or pamphlets from Michael Shaw about Agenda 21 and let them know this is part of the program and the plan. And then because of my book that I published called By Stealth and Deception, which really goes into what's behind the scenes in all these policies that are being implemented, I've been able to have lots of speaking engagements around Northern California and Southern California. I'm going to have two more this week, one up in Shasta and one in Yreka. And, of course, I will let them know as well what is happening with the poisoning of the water in Lake Shasta. Just like you said, we are fighting this on all angles, including what's coming down from the skies with the chemtrails that I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot about at this ConspiracyCon conference. But I did want to make mention in my book, I have exactly what you've been talking about, how this is all part of the Earth First plan by David Foreman, the Wildlands Project. And this is written on page 541 of my book. In fact, if you go to their own website, the Wildlands Project, all their goals is written right there. They're very blatant about it. They're not even holding anything back. And what is also interesting is the Wildland Project has received millions of dollars in support from Ted Turner. So you know what his objective is as well. And I know that you've had Deborah Tavares on your program a lot. Were you aware that she was able to infiltrate a meeting where Ted Turner was speaking right here in Santa Rosa?
No, was that recently?
It was about a month ago.
Well, I'll have to get hold of her. Hang on there, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Orlene Kolo. Our telephone number, if you have a question about this most incredible thing, I mean, if there's a master agenda for what's going on, a master plan, wouldn't you think that you'd be reading about it on the newspaper here or your magazine, that you'd be hearing about it on television and radio every day? There is. But, of course, since they control the mass medium, very seldom will you ever hear this, because their people control both political parties. The Republicans are just as much a part of this as the Democrats. Certainly there are individual Republicans who are aware and are concerned and trying to get the word out, but they don't have a voice, which is why programs such as we're putting on are so vitally important. But there is a gradual awakening. The sleeping giant is beginning to understand something is seriously wrong. Our job is to reach as many people as we can in the short while we have before this whole house of cards crumbles. And, of course, a dictatorship is established during the coming war with the Muslim world. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Orlean, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Orlean Kula, of course, the president of California Eagle Forum. Her book, By Stealth and Deception. And what's the exact title of your book on the smart meters?
The smart meter is called Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meter, the latest in biohazard technology. So I don't only talk about the smart meter, but I talk about all of the biohazard technologies that we are now having to deal with, such as cell phones and cell phone towers and the radiation that is coming out from all of them. So there's so many battles that we are fighting, just like you said. But I wanted to let you know that Ted Turner has publicly made this statement, and Deborah Tavares was there to hear it. He told the audience that the world is overpopulated and they have clocked. And then he said, and we must stop this overpopulation. They all clapped. He said, we need to cut population by 95%.
Oh, he actually said that.
He actually said that, and they did not clap at that point because they probably thought, maybe we're in part of that.
That's exactly right. In fact, Ted Turner thinks you shouldn't have more than one child. He's had five, but he doesn't care. He's an elitist. He's the largest landowner in the United States. He wants, of course, to bring your land under control, not his land under control. Ted Turner is a nasty, big-mouth man who is one of the major financiers of this whole wicked and evil movement. In fact, he got rid of his wife, Jane Fonda, when she became an evangelical Christian, after turning against what she had done before and apologizing for it. Anyway, Ted Turner is a menace to our society, but as with so many of the billionaires, certainly Bill Gates. Bill Gates is pushing the vaccination program. The vaccination, worldwide vaccination, is being used for population control. We can talk about that. And of course, epigenetics and the mercury in the vaccines, they know what they're doing. They don't just want you to know that they are destroying the fertility of unborn generations for hundreds of years to come. Bill Gates is totally wicked. But then, of course, what would you expect when you go to the financial backers of the organizations like Lucius Trust? The Group of World Servers is financed in part by the new Group of World Servers, and of course, major funders of that are a couple known as Bill and Melinda Gates. This is a Luciferian organization. When you understand why he is as wealthy as he is, why? Well, I personally believe that he and Ted Turner and certainly the Rockefellers and so many of these people of great wealth who are in multi-billionaires have their wealth because they've given themselves over to the dark side. And you're never going to hear this through regular channels, but this is exactly what is going on in the world today. There is a spiritual battle taking place. There really are sinister spiritual forces, and they energize people like Ted Turner. At one time, he had made a statement that we should actually get rid of 90, I think his term was we should have about 200 million people left. And then, of course, he publicly had said we should have, maybe 2 billion people left. I'm interested that he's gone back to the 95% of the world's population being destroyed, because that's just exactly what it says on the Georgia Guidestones.
Isn't that amazing? It's true. Well, he also mentioned in this talk that he gave that on his vast property in Montana, he has wolves running wild and he has bears running wild. And like you mentioned, that's part of the plan, let these wild beasts come out again and start killing not only livestock, but the people themselves. And it is amazing the menace that these people are, but they're very popular among some circles. And it's all part of this plan, as you mentioned, Agenda 21 and the Wildlands Project. They truly want to have 50% of our nation back into pre-Columbian wilderness conditions, allowing for migrating corridors for animals with no borders, but the humans will be kind of put into little encampments where we will not be able to migrate. Like, we will be the ones that are surrounded by fences in a zoo while the animals get to migrate. Things are just so mixed up. And one of their projects, they say that all life, human and non-humans, has equal value. So we're no better than any other species.
And that's really what they feel. But this is all part of their revolt against God. I mean, God put us here to have dominion over the animals. They want the Christians to simply say that animals have equal rights to what we do. And this is the basis of so much what's going on. These people have an intense hatred of God. When you understand that they are energized by evil, it all begins to make sense. If you're looking for logic to tearing down the dams, if you're looking for logic to allowing certainly our forest to be allowed to burn. And our good friend Michael Shaw had actually heard one of these people saying, it's not that we're going to allow the forest to burn, we're going to make the forest burn. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to learn. And so our telephone number, if you have a question for Arlene on this very important subject, this is the very crux of what's going on in America today. It is designed to bankrupt this nation and impoverish our people, at least those who survive the coming Holocaust, which is not in the future. It is underway today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And if you haven't got my material on population control, it's available on the Internet at Population Control Agenda. Just type it in their search engine, Population Control Agenda. Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty. Go to our website. You can pull it down. You must understand this is not imaginary. They're creating new diseases. They are certainly polluting, as I said earlier, the water supply, the food supply, the air supply. They know what they're doing, and they're killing children in America today. And where is the outcry? There is no outcry because people cannot believe it. They don't want to believe it, but it's true. Go right ahead, Arlene.
And also, what has happened in the Midwest with these horrible storms and millions of acres of good farmland, the breadbasket of our nation, wheat and corn has been destroyed, and they say that some of these farms, it'll take generations for them to ever come back. And then I heard there's a horrible flood that just happened in Montana and the terrible disaster of the tornado that hit Missouri. And whole community wiped out, 130 people dead. It's just amazing how just within a few months, one disaster after another.
Well, but the thing is that they know how to engineer the atmosphere. Am I saying that this was done intentionally? I'm saying they have the ability to do it. So that's what HAARP is all about. They have the control, ability to control the weather. We've never seen such strange weather as we're having today. Is this an act of God? We don't know because it's all classified. And if you try to find out what they're doing as far as weather control, you'll find it's all classified. Anybody who tries to find out about it is immediately attacked and vilified, or far worse. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And basically, they do not want you to know about the high-altitude auroral research project and the fact that Bernard Eastland, who developed this, said this can be used to control the weather. Have you ever seen weather like we're having this year? And you haven't. And they have the ability to create, to change the weather, to create storms, to create droughts. They're creating new diseases. We know this because Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book back in 1970 called Between Two Ages, America in the Tectonic Age, which is sort of a takeoff on Pat Wood's talk, America in the Tectonic Age, in which, of course, Zygmunt Brzezinski on the bottom of page 57 quoted an author as saying, you know, by the year 2018, we'll be able to create storms and droughts, and we will create new diseases, but that nobody needs to know. Only a very few people in government need to know. Otherwise, of course, they know that. But this will be kept secret, but very few people need to understand what we're doing. I wonder why he added that. Go ahead, Orlean.
Well, we've had this wonderful lady, Rosalind Peterson, come and speak for us at our Sonoma County Eagle Farm meeting. Has she been a guest on your program as well?
She's been many times. In fact, she will be a speaker at our October conference. And if you'd like to come down, have a table there and speak maybe for 5 minutes, we'd be glad to give you 5 minutes of mine. But you know, that's not very much. But it sounds like you're so busy. But we're having a conference, all-day conference, October 23rd. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson. We're going to give her an hour and a half to develop the ideas on the aerial spraying program. She knows probably more about this than anybody else in the country. I'm very impressed by Rosalind's work.
I am, too. We've had her actually speak for us twice, and she truly believes that they have the capability of creating whatever kind of weather they want. And I've been connecting with a lady in Texas who's been sending me information. There's actually a website there called the Weather Modification website. You can go on that every morning, and they tell you what part of Texas they're going to go seed next to create what storm. So this has been going on for quite some time, and you can also Google geoengineering.
Would you mind emailing me that lady's address so we can get her on the program?
Sure.
Again, anybody who's really got important information, that's why I do what I do. We want to give them a voice, and certainly that's how we got Rosalind Peterson initially connected with her. Now she's a regular guest on our program. Anybody else? Certainly we had Deborah Traveras at your suggestion. A number of people whose addresses and telephone numbers you've sent us. This lady in Texas sounds like a fascinating guest. Would you please email her telephone number or email address, and we'll get her on?
I certainly will.
And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you live in a rural area, they're going to get you out of your rural area. You live in a forest area, they're probably going to burn it down so they can burn down your house and force you into a sustainable community. You have a well, they're probably going to figure a way of getting you off your well water. Without water, you can't survive, something. These people know exactly what they're doing. They've infiltrated our city councils. They've infiltrated our boards of supervisors. They control our media. And Ted Turner knows exactly what he's doing. Unlimited sums of money to kill off the vast majority of people in our nation. Go right ahead, Orlean.
That's so true. Well, speaking of what you mentioned, how they want us to be stacked and packed in sustainable communities, I was at a meeting a week ago in Santa Rosa where they were trying to push people towards accepting sustainable development, and it was totally a Delphi meeting where they had their preconceived concepts and they try to move you towards them. Rosa Corey was there, Deborah Traveras, and And because of people like them speaking out, it was a little harder for them to move us. But Rosa told me she knew that 90% of the people in the supposed town hall meeting where they wanted our just nice, normal citizens' impact on all of this, they 90% were government officials, employees, NGOs. They were strategically placed at all of the various tables so they could help manipulate us and Delphi us into going along with their consensus. And as you say, get us on our off our rural land, make us willingly think that we have to give up our way of life so that we can have a better world, get rid of global warming, and be stacked and packed in communities inside cities. It was just amazing to see how they are doing this and so rapidly, because next year is the 20th anniversary of Agenda 21, and they want to have this all completed. It's just amazing.
Well, let's go to Harold, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Harold. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Lapeer, Stan.
Are you listening on shortwave, internet, or major stations back there?
Major stations from Flint.
Okay, very good. Well, that's certainly our mainstay there in the state of Michigan. We have another one over in Lansing. But do you have a question or comment on this subject?
I just got to work and I just turned on your episode and everything. But I've been seeing some. They've been spraying chemtrails up in the sky almost every morning. Every morning. We've had an outrageous amount of rain out here recently, and the crops are failing, and it's not looking too good out here in the farmlands. But I also looked up on YouTube about the HAARP. And the HAARP and the chemtrails, you can look up a few pictures on YouTube, and there's a few from Japan. And they're using HAARP with the chemtrails, and when they turn the HAARP on, you can see the radio wave ripples in the clouds from the chemtrails with the HAARP added. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I have no question at all. You're absolutely right. Have you seen the DVD? What in the world are they spraying?
Yep, I have seen that one. But the first time I saw the pictures, or the videos actually on YouTube, where the chemtrails actually turned into like radio wave clouds.
Yeah, but they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to. People can look at it and shrug and go back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Our job is to get the word out. We want to start talking to people back there, get them listen to our programs. They can hear 9 hours a day. And certainly you have the permission of the people who made that DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, to duplicate it. Or you can buy them from us, but duplicate them, get them out. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to George from Ohio. George, you have a question or comment?
Both. God bless you all. My question for the lady will be this. All this violence going on in
hold that thought.
The last few years.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sure. Yes.
George, you go right ahead.
Yes, all this violence going on in Mexico and Latin America for the last few years, Dr. Stan.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
There are separate prices for each, or they can come to us the entire thing where they get a special discounted price. So we're very flexible, however they can arrange it. The number again is 707-544-9662, and the website www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
And basically, this is really true, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get to this conference, one of the finest conferences I've seen. I'm really flattered to be asked. That's on the 17th and 18th of June. And one more time, the telephone number.
It's 707-544-9662. And the conference is at the Doubletree Hotel in Sacramento, a beautiful facility.
God bless. Thanks very much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Good night.
Good night.
And that was Arlene Kula. We carry her book by Stealth and Deception. Excellent book on sustainable development. By Stealth and Deception, we carry a book on smart meters. And we recommend both of them. They're both available from Radio Liberty. We have, of course, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. And we have an excellent syllabus, unlike anything else. It contains a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It controls the Earth Charter, two of the three legs of this whole movement, of course, for this effort to destroy humanity. This is what it's really all about, the destruction of humankind and the destruction of 95% of the population. Copy of my population control agenda is there, material from Marie Strong, who's openly said the purpose of the wealthy should be to destroy Western civilization. You'll be fascinated. The Sustainable Development Syllabus, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and then, of course, the four tape set on sustainable development. But for an up-to-date summary, of course, Orlean's book, By Stealth and Deception. We think that this is excellent material, and we recommend it to you to see how, of course, they're using the weather. Of course, we have Brian Sussman's book on Climate Gate. That's Climate Gate. We have so many books, as Sydney, we featured this afternoon. William Federer's excellent book, From Change to Chains, C-H-A-N-G-E to Chains, C-H-A-I-N-S. We recommend that book. And then, of course, Dr. Corsi's book, What Happened to the Birth Certificate. And that book could certainly bring down the Obama administration. It should. It's a bestseller already. It's only been out for a week or two. Whatever Happened to the Birth Certificates, the book's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we do hope many of you will be able to come to our all-day conference on the 23rd of October. here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, where we'll have lunch. It'll go from early in the morning until late in the evening. You'll be fascinated by the guests, by what you're going to hear. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we hope and wish you'll go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. How can you understand what this is all about? It doesn't make sense. Well, when you read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, it will.